March 4, the Daily Stoic. Awareness is freedom. The person is free who lives as they wish, neither compelled nor hindered nor limited, whose choices aren't hampered, whose desires succeed, and who don't fall into what repels them. Who wishes to live in deception, tripped up, mistaken, undisciplined, complaining, in a rut? No one. These are base people who don't live as they wish, and so no base person is free. Epictetus, Discourses, 4.1.1-3a. It is sad to consider how much time many people spend in the course of a day doing things they have to do, not necessarily obligations like work or family, but the obligations we needlessly accept out of vanity or ignorance. Consider the actions we take in order to impress other people, or the lengths we'll go to fulfill urges or sate desires we don't even question. In one of his famous letters, Seneca observes how often powerful people are slaves to their money, to their positions, to their mistresses, even, as was legal in Rome, to their slaves. "No slavery is more disgraceful," he quipped, "than one which is self-imposed." We see this slavery all the time. A codependent person who can't help but clean up after a dysfunctional friend. A boss who micromanages employees and sweats every penny. The countless causes, events, and get-togethers we're too busy to attend but agree to anyway. Take an inventory of your obligations from time to time. How many of these are self-imposed? How many of them are truly necessary? Are you as free as you think? A Year with C.S. Lewis. The Impulse of Vengeance. Revenge loses sight of the end in its means, but its end is not wholly bad. It wants the evil of the bad man to be him. What it is to everyone else. This is proved by the fact that the avenger wants the guilty party not merely to suffer, but to suffer at his hands, and to know it and to know why. Hence the impulse to taunt the guilty man with his crime at the moment of taking vengeance. Hence, too, such natural expressions as, "I wonder how he'd like it if the same thing were done to him," or, "I'll teach him." For the same reason, when we are going to abuse a man in words, we say we are going to let him know what we think of him. From The Problem of Pain. Jesus Calling. Refuse to worry. In this world, there will always be something enticing you to worry. That is the nature of a fallen, fractured planet. Things are not as they should be. So the temptation to be anxious is constantly with you, trying to worm its way into your mind. The best defense is continual communication with Him, richly seasoned with thanksgiving. Awareness of His presence fills your mind with light and peace, leaving no room for fear. This awareness lifts you up above your circumstances, enabling you to see problems from His perspective. Live close to Him. Together, you can keep the wolves of worry at bay. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Luke 12:25-26. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18.